Jekka News. You need to know now.
Sunny across Johannesburg and Pretoria tomorrow. The city of gold will peak at 26 degrees. Pretoria 28, Emalahleni 27, and Tzaneen 30.
Getting into the Buccleuch interchange in northbound until you get to about Olifantsfontein is slow this afternoon, and the N3 doing its thing, man. Buccleuch all the way down to Modderfontein is a mess, and then everything between Bedford View and Geldenhuis a mess as well.
See a Kolisi and Andre Pollard start as Rassie Erasmus backs experience against the All Blacks, and Chiani ready to fill in the big shoes of Ronwyn Williams.
South African National Parks has confirmed the return of six elephants that had escaped from the Kruger National Park in Mpumalanga. The animals escaped from the Mkuhlu area outside Hazyview last night. One person was injured. Here's South African National Park spokesperson Ike Patla.
The animals that escaped from the Kruger National Park yesterday in the afternoon fortunately made their way back into the park at night. This after our MTPA colleagues, assisted by our rangers, had tried during the day to drive them back, but there had been blockages of that route which resulted in chaotic scenes. And we called in the relevant authorities to control the crowds. But we are happy to report that they are back in the park.
In other big news today, Minister in the Presidency, Maropane Ramahopa, insists Cabinet did not discuss the VBS-related allegations against Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Thembi Simelane. Simelane made headlines earlier this month with media reports claiming that she facilitated a 349 million rand municipal investment in VBS during her time as Polokwane mayor. She reportedly also borrowed 575,000 rand from Gundo Wealth Solutions to purchase a coffee shop in Sandton. Ramahopa says the matter is sitting with the president.
Thank you. I'll start with the last question. Of course, that would be a process that will be handled by the president, so it doesn't have to come to cabinet.
Simelane is expected to appear in Parliament tomorrow. President Cyril Ramaphosa has meanwhile confirmed that eight agreements were signed at the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation, facilitating the entry of South African products into China. Ramaphosa assured President Xi Jinping that his administration is focused on economic growth, job creation, and state capacity building. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. To the Northern Cape now, where the Education Department is suspended four white pupils from Hoërskool Danefeld in Upington after they were seen on video using the K-word to a black popular TikToker known as Uncle Sino. The video has since gone viral on social media. The department spokesperson Jeffrey Fanamarva says the disciplinary hearings have been set down for the 17th of this month.
The Danefeld High School has acted immediately in line with their code of conduct and placed these learners on suspension. The content of the video goes against the norms and values we instill in our learners at school. Racism has no place in our schools. The Northern Cape Department of Education will monitor the developments closely and provide the necessary support to the Danefeld High School.
And finally, a Dutch man who claims to have fathered 550 children via sperm donations intends suing Netflix over its hit documentary, The Man with 1,000 Kids, which he described as sensationalist. He made the announcement this week and said the number of children the documentary said that he fathered up to 3,000 was incorrect. I'm Chanel September. More news at 4:30.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love, huh?
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.